人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁、建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
亲爱的听众朋友，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到四位嘉宾啊，他们分别是来自Drivers Union， 也就是网约车司机联盟的三位律师，还有一位司机啊。那么他们分别是 Peter Quill， Welcome Peter， and Anthony Glacia， Welcome Anthony， and Nulain Fofana， sorry for my pronunciation。 还有一位是李凯峰啊，那么欢迎各位参加我们的节目。请你们 unmute 你们的 please unmute your Zoom and say hello to our audience。
Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Anthony Gracier. I'm one of the staff attorneys at the Drivers Union.
Hello, my name is Nurain Fofana. I'm one of the staff in Drivers Union, field representative specifically.
那还有两位，凯峰，你能介绍一下自己吗？So, 我们也很高兴有我们的翻译啊，雅秋老师啊，欢迎你。
谢谢各位听众朋友好。
So we are glad, 我们很高兴就是有你们参加我们的节目，然后各位能不能简单介绍一下这个Drivers Union， 就是这个网约车司机联盟。
Welcome you to this program, and I'd like to invite you to introduce your association or the union, Drivers Union, a little bit.
Sure. The Drivers Union, who we are, we were selected by the City of Seattle's Office of Labor Standards to deliver the first in the nation resolution center at no cost to Uber and Lyft drivers who may have been wrongfully deactivated.
这个司机工会呢是西雅图市的这个劳工标准办公室发起的。那么我们现在是为司机工会的司机们来争取他们在被停用的时候怎么样能够再让他们恢复可以继续的从事这份工作。
We provide free legal services to drivers through arbitration.Outreach, education, and support to drivers about their rights under an ordinance that was passed in the city of Seattle that became effective on July 1st of this year.
好的，我们为司机们提供免费的服务，帮助他们在法律的途径上面做各种的协调。这是我们从2021年7月1号开始的，因为西雅图市通过了一个法规，所以我们现在可以为他们争取他们的福利。
And while I am speaking in English, we do have access to interpreters and language lines and additional translators that do assist us in reaching out to drivers in culturally and language specific services.
现在我虽然是在跟各位说英语，但是呢，我们的工会也有很多的翻译，在各种语言还有文化方面都能够提供，给我们的司机一些支援帮助。
I want to turn it over to Nareem. I want to let him talk about the organizing aspect of the Drivers Union and what it is that he does as a field representative, in regards to meeting with drivers.
好的，那么我现在要请我们的这个。工作人员 Nurain Fofana 来替我们介绍一下这个组织方面工会的组织还有他们的服务怎么样去接触我们的司机。
Thank you, Anthony. Yes, like Anthony explained, I'm a field representative I meet drivers, and when drivers have issue with the companies, they contact drivers union, and then they will be, I mean, handed to a field representative to represent them.
谢谢你，安东尼。我是在工作方面呢，我是去主动的接触司机。那么尤其是在他们跟雇主方面有问题的时候，要进行协调，我会主动的去跟这些司机接触。那他们也可以向我们来申诉。
So the process is when driver get deactivated, Uber and Lyft by law they supposed to give them the contact of drivers union.For drivers to contact drivers union.
是当我们的司机被他们的公司，不管是 Uber 还是 Lyft， 停用的时候，他们公司是应该按照规定要给他们司机工会的这个联系的资料，让他们给我们联络。
From there, our admin will disseminate the, I mean, information to.Any representative that is familiar with that community. There's a variety of communities, and we are really working hard to have somebody from the Asian community, Chinese, or somebody to also be part of us and represent the Chinese community.
当收到他们的申请以后呢，我们就会安排对他们的语言、对他们的文化有比较熟悉的代表去为他们服务。那么我们在这个工会里面有各种的语言跟文化的背景的人，所以我们也很希望能够多为亚裔的还有就是华人司机做我们的服务，希望他们都能够使用我们的服务。
So the drivers around Seattle here are mainly from East African community, Middle East community like the Arab, and then white folks and Asian communities. We have a representative to represent most of these communities, but we just lack about two. And the Chinese community is one of the one we are lacking.
我们在西雅图地区的司机呢，主要都是来自非裔，还有阿拉伯裔，还有亚裔的司机。那么我们主要的是希望能够在亚裔方面提供两个族裔的服务，那么包括华人。
We do interview after deactivation and find out why the driver was deactivated. And then we will make sure we get the story from the driver, the driver's narration, and then contact the company, either Uber or Lyft, and get their own narration. And then our attorneys, Anthony,And we have another attorney, Patrice. They will sit down and brew ideas and then make decision.
我们在每一个不同的语言跟文化方面都有代表。那么我们在得到了这样的申诉以后呢，我们就会跟司机联络，得到司机这一边的这个故事。然后我们还会去跟公司联系，得到他们那一边的说法。那么我们在把这些放在一起之后呢，会交给我们的律师，比方说 Anthony 还有另外一位律师，那么他们在进行法律途径进行程序。
And my sister here, Carfan, she's one of the victims of these companies. She's been deactivated for a wrong reason. They said her rating is low, but that was notCorrect. Her rating was in a good standard. It's just because somebody complained because they don't like her or something. And then they deactivated her. We represent her and now she's back to work.
现在我要介绍我们的姐妹，就是凯峰。那么她呢也是被停用了，因为事实上不是她的错，她的所有的一开始的时候都是做得很合理和规定的，但是可能是因为他的乘客对他有什么样的这个偏见，所以就等于是告发他了，然后就让他被停了。现在我们正在很努力的帮助他，他也即将要赢回他的这个就是可以再激活他的权利，可以再继续的做 Uber 或者是 Lyft 的司机。
我看到有一位新的朋友加入，就是 Peter， welcome Peter。
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, continue. Yeah,
thank you, Peter, welcome.
Thank you. I really apologize. So I keep going online and won't let me go. Then I wait also a little bit online so that I should get in. I was calling him to see. Yeah, I'm calling Anthony to see if he can talk to you to let me in. I didn't hear the whole thing we say, but I know what I'm talking about is about issue of the drivers. And like you say, my name is Peter Quill. I'm the president of Driver Union. And I really appreciate your welcoming us to your studio. I'm so grateful for that and the team. And oh, are you translating, right?
Okay, so, I am translating.
Yeah.
现在是刚刚加入的 Peter， 他是来晚了一点，他可能是刚刚上线有一点问题。那么他很谢谢西雅图中文电台能够让他们来接受访谈，做这一次的报告。那他也谢谢他的律师 Anthony 给他这个机会，所以他现在等一下就要给我们报告他们的整个的工作的情况。现在我们先请Noreen 继续的说。
Yeah, please continue. Yeah.
So I think why don't we ask Ms. Lee some questions about her deactivation? I think that would be a good discussion to have. I think it illustrates why our services are needed and the problems that Uber and Lyft present.
I know it's a good question, but I want to make sure Ms. Lee Kaifeng is able to talk on the Zoom. So,
我们律师建议说，请我们请李开凤女士呢，先来把她的状况跟我们说一下。从这个起点呢，我们就可以了解她整个的事情是怎么样，然后这个工会是怎么样协助她。希望她能够跟我们讲一下这个事情的来龙去脉怎么样。你的声音我们听不见，可不可以再？
I'm mute. Yeah.
Can we hear her?
No, we can't. I think Noreen knows the story because Noreen was the rep that helped Ms. Lee. Maybe Noreen can indicate what it is that occurred.
因为开封女士的这个麦克风似乎是不太能够正常的运作，我们听不见她的声音，所以我们想请 Noreen， 因为她是对她的故事非常熟悉，是她的代表，所以。请 Noreen 替我们介绍一下 ，please Noreen。
Okay, can she fix her microphone?
您的It's not the microphone. I think it's the system because she's not muted.
So in that case, I will just go ahead and tell her story. So I think about 2 months ago, like I said, when Uber deactivates somebody in Seattle.By law, they have to send them to a driver's union. Most of the time, they call it a driver resolution center.
大概是在两个月以前吧。那个 Uber 如果说是要停用某一个司机的话，他是应该通知我们的工会，然后告诉我们有这件事情的发生。So that was about two months ago.
2 months ago, they sent her to us.
所以两个月以前，他们把 they sent Kaifeng's case
yes.
to you?
Yes.
Okay, 两个月以前他们才把李开峰的这个、案子送到了工会。
When they deactivated her, she called us and I was assigned for the case. She came in. There's a language barrier, so we have the, language line. We call them and they kind of interpret between me and her. And I understand the issue. Uber was saying that she have a low rating.That's why they deactivated her, but that was not correct.
刚刚开始的时候呢，我们有这个语言的障碍。那么我通过了翻译，知道他的故事。那么就是他的乘客给了他很低的这个评语，就是差评。那么事实上呢，我们去调查以后，不是这么一回事，是他不是服务这么不好的一位司机。
Yeah, I think that. And one thing I wanted to indicate here, Noreen, as well, was that the interesting thing about the case with Ms. Lee was that we had to file a lawsuit against Uber to get them to look at the problem before they would make any moves to reactivate Ms. Lee. They have been very slow to do anything when a driver approaches them with a problem. It's taking attorneys getting involved to make them take notice of their problems.
律师说呢，在这个案子受到了 Uber 他们公司方面的注意之前，还必须要提出一个法律的诉讼。也就是说，如果司机想要直接的跟公司去争取任何的事情的话，这个过程是非常的缓慢的，因为还要透过法律的程序，所以不是一个很容易的事情。
After her first visit, we took information and we request information from Uber. Like, why did you deactivate her? They told us something different. They told us that her rating is low and there's a lot of complaints. So we make her come back in again.
所以当我们接到这个案件以后，我们就联系了 Uber， 然后 Uber 那方面的说法是说她李开峰女士得到了很不好的评论，就是很差的评语，所以呢跟事实是非常的不符的，所以我们又必须要从头再开始把整个的事情都调查得很清楚，陈述得很清楚。
In a second visit, we took a screenshot of the rating part of the app. Her rating was superb, or 4.70 something, which is not bad.And she has some good, rights. She was improving. So we said, no, we need to go to arbitration. And they didn't want to go to the arbitration. They realized they'll be failing. So they went ahead and opened her account.
那么我们就调查了他们以前的记录。那李开峰女士呢是有12点多的这个分数，这不算是很差的分数，甚至是相当好的分数，所以我们就跟 Uber 公司说这个是不对的，你们再坚持这样下去的话呢，我们就要走法律途径了，由这个法院来仲裁。那么他们应该是觉得自己会输，所以就放弃了走法律的途径，然后现在要跟我们等于是要跟我们和解，要进行恢复李女士的司机权。
Not only Kaifeng, a lot of drivers are suffering the same ordeal that she just went through, and drivers union is fighting to make sure drivers don't go through this ordeal. Especially in Seattle, we have covered Seattle. Now our mission is to cover the Puget Sound area, almost cover entire Washington State.
当然除了李开峰女士之外呢，还有很多其他的司机也有同样的问题，也经过了同样繁复还漫长的这个过程来恢复他们的司机权。所以我现在想跟各位说，我们在西雅图地区是有这个服务，那么我们也希望我们以后能够在整个的普杰湾的地区都能够提供这样子的服务。
We have achieved different rights in the city of Seattle. I'm not going to list all of them. I'll let my other brothers, Anthony and Peter, to explain more, like sick pay in the city of Seattle, and then pay increase in the city of Seattle. We call it fair share pay. So Peter or Anthony, if you may, please.
我们在西雅图还有很多的其他方面的这个事情呢，我想我就不一一介绍，而要请我们的律师还有其他的受访者来做介绍。Anthony, please.
So within the city of Seattle, the drivers union, Peter is the president of the drivers reps, and what he's been able to achieve along with the other organizers and the union itself is some minimum compensation.Laws and rules within the city of Seattle.
在西雅图呢，我们的这个司机工会的领导代表是 Peter， 那么他会跟其他的机构合作，那么我们首先要争取的就是司机的最低薪资。
Within the nation, we have the highest pay, which was bargained for, the highest per minimum per mile, the highest minimum per minute. There's tip protection. We have sick day pay that has been incorporated, and we're currently incorporating going after back pay for individuals like Ms. Lee who have been wrongfully deactivated.
那我们是全国最高的这个最低薪资，我们在西雅图我们所谈判得到的这个薪资是全国最高。那么在西雅图地区呢，我们也可以说是我们最高的每英里的这个薪资，还有每一分钟的都是最高的。据我所知是每一英里1.38块，每一分钟5.9毛。那这个呢，就是还有我们也替他们争取了带薪的病假，这些都是。我们还要还有其他的我们还在继续努力的，包括如果你是因为被停用而不能够去工作，你所得所遭受的损失，我们会以后再争取把这个被停用以后不能够赚的这个薪资也把它讨回来，追讨回来。
And I see our time is running up, so I want to give the contact phone number so that any driver that's been deactivated can call us, and we will have language-specific assistance. And our number is 206-812-0829.
因为时间差不多，所以我现在先给各位一个电话号码，206-812-0829。我们有各种语言的服务。
Let's have a commercial break, and we will continue the interview after break.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10:00，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目。收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
您认为 COVID 对儿童的影响不及对成人大吗？其实现在儿童跟成人感染的几率是相同的。事实上，每5个新增的 COVID 个案就有一名是儿童。 COVID 疫苗是目前保护您的孩子和家人的最佳方法，现在还推出了专为5至11岁儿童所配置的剂量。如果有任何疑问，请向您的医生查询，在 vaccines.gov 寻找在您附近的疫苗接种点。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
华盛顿州法律保护工人的权利，如果您的雇主否认您的工作权利，比如不能保障最低时薪、午餐时间和休息时间，以及安全健康的工作环境，那么州劳工和工业部可以为您提供帮助。如果您对自己的权利有疑问，请致电就近的 LNI 办公室，或者致电免费电话1-866-219-7321。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台每周三的美国故事栏目节目现场。今天我们通过 Zoom 请到了4位嘉宾，他们分别是来自 Drivers Union， 也就是网约车司机联盟的 三位主要成员，他们分别是 Anthony Gracia、Peter Kuehl、Nurani Fofana 三位，然后还有一位是司机李凯峰女士。我的问题就是在司机在什么情况下是可以维护他们不被像 Uber Lyft 解约的这个权利的。
Xiaoyun just introduced all four of you one more time, and now his question is ask how you can could you repeat your question?
Yeah, under what situation the drivers can have the deactivation rights?
Go ahead, Peter.
Well, the driver, they have the deactivation right when they come to us and let us know what happened to them. So when we know their information, what is wrong with them, then we ask the company, why did you deactivate this person? So this law was passed 2 years ago, 2019, was implemented this year, went to impact this year, July 1st. And the driver, when anything happened to them, they have a right to come to the center, driver union center, and give us their case, because we don't know what happened to them. So as soon as they got the activation, they can come to the center and give us their information, what happened to them.
So 当司机被他们的公司解约之后呢，那就要赶快来到我们的司机工会，因为如果他们不来告诉我们发生了什么事情的话，我们是没有办法帮助他们的。所以在发生了以后呢，要告诉我们的工会，要到我们公司会来申诉，告诉我们发生了什么情况，在公司是以什么样的名义，以什么样的理由给他们解约，就是停止他们的这个司机的权利是怎么样发生的，在这些都需要司机直接的跟司机工会联系。
So Peter's absolutely right. Through the hard work of organizers like himself and Noreen, they fought. This has been going on since 2012 or so, fighting for drivers' rights. There were some ordinances that were passed. In order for the drivers to qualify, they have to be deactivated after July 1st of 2021. And at least 10% of their rides in the last 6 months need to have been within the city of Seattle.
Peter 刚刚说的是很对的，他们已经为了这个司机的权利已经奋斗了很久了，从2012年或者是2013年就已经开始。那么刚才他也提到2019年他们还在很努力，现在是2021年的7月1号开始，他们才真的是得到了一些足够帮助他们的法规的通过。那么现在呢what about the 10%?
The drivers have to have had 10% of their rides in the last 6 months within the city of Seattle.
Okay, 所以他们是在西雅图开车的这个里程必须是在他们全部开车里程的占他们的 10%, 就是十分之一的是在西雅图是市内开车的这个行程。所以在如果是不到十分之一的话，他们就没有这个资格使用这司机工会的服务。
除了这个就是被解约，就是维护这个不被解约的这个权利之外，就是网约车的司机还有哪些权利？
Other than protecting them from being deactivated, what other rights do the drivers have?
Like we mentioned before, drivers have sick pay.
我前面已经提过了，司机应该有病假，带薪的病假。
Any driver who drive within the city of Seattle limits and after every 30 days of drive, they earn one sick day.
Sorry, you're connection is a little spotty. I can hear.
So drivers who drive 30 days within the city of Seattle, they earn one sick day.
Okay, 他们在西雅图的那个世界之内开车30天就可以得到一天的病假，带薪的病假。
Also, when the pandemic started, drivers were not granted unemployment. Uber and Lyft were ignoring the Department of Unemployment to give information. With our, involvement, it was made easy for drivers to access unemployment. And it became, easy for drivers, yeah.
在疫情开始之后呢，这些司机是没有权利去申请失业救济的。那么 Uber 还有 Lyft 公司是不给他们申请失业的救济。那么我们是替他们争取，所以现在他们已经逐渐的可以。Are they able to, or they will be able to?
They were able to, and in future we are fighting to make sure. Drivers will be able continuously to get unemployment.
他们现在呢已经争取到了可以得到失业的救济，那么以后还会继续的替他们争取，以后也能够在疫情以后也能够得到失业的救济。
So drivers did not get the the pandemic unemployment. Drivers got the real UI unemployment. Uber has to pay the money.They didn't get just the 235. They have to estimate their income and pay them according to their income.
So what's UR unemployment?
Okay, UI is unemployment insurance. And then they have one, they call it PUA, Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. That was for generally... people who work for themselves, like self-employed or, freelancers. But drivers did not get that. That one is only 235. We make sure drivers get according to their income.
在疫情开始以后呢 ，Uber 的这些司机没有办法得到他们的失业救济。那么到现在呢，他们得到的也不是失业的保险，而是在疫情失业的PUA is pandemic
unemployment assistance
就是疫情期间的失业协助，所以他们是$235
right
只有$235。
Mm. Yeah, and so some of the drivers clearly were making more than $235, and that's why that was such an important aspect. It was to get the drivers the pay they actually deserved and had earned under the unemployment law.
对，很多的司机实际上赚的钱比$235块多得多，所以呢，这个是很不公平的一个数字。对很多司机来说，他们这样子的收入也并不足够他们养家活口。
So I just want to speak briefly about what an unwarranted deactivation actually is.
So 我现在想要简单的介绍一下，就是无故停用，就是无故解约，而不是很合法的解约是什么意思。
So Uber or Lyft, if they deactivate you without satisfying all of the following elements, may have wrongfully deactivated you.
所以如果你的公司没有满足以下所有的这个情况的话呢，他们就可能是无故的跟你解约。
Were you given a fair notice of the rule?
你被告知了规则吗？
Meaning, were you told about it?
你是不是被通知了？
Was the policy or rule reasonable?
这个规则或者是政策是不是合理？
did Uber or Lyft conduct a fair and objective investigation? And I think that this is where we're starting to see that they're not conducting many investigations.
你们的公司是不是进行了公正的调查? 那么这里就是我们发现他们并没有做公正的调查。
If they've done a fair and objective investigation, which we don't think they're doing, are they able to confirm the violation?
如果他们是已经做了公正的调查, 但是我们不相信,我们不认为他们做了公正的调查, 那么他们如果真的做了公正的调查, 他们是不是能够证明你违反了规定?
Are they applying the rules consistently to all drivers for the same violations? And we're seeing that sometimes that's not happening either.
还有就是他们因为同一个违规而 对每一个司机的 不管是惩罚或者是他们的各种的 戒律是不是都是一样的? 我们看到的是不一样的。
And the final element is, was the penalty fair? And so in Ms. Lee's case, deactivating her for actually what was an error on the part of Uber clearly was not fair.
最后当然就是这个惩罚是不是公平? 那么以这个李开峰女士为例, Uber对她的惩罚是错误的, 对她的解约是错误的, 根本就不是一件公平的事情。
I know I haven't given Peter much of a chance to talk, and as the president of the driver's reps, I'd like to give him some an opportunity to say what it is he needs to or has to say here.
我知道我没有给Peter很多的机会说话，那么我们有一个网站上面他做了很详尽的介绍。
Yeah, thank you, Antonio. Thank you very much, Sean. What I would like to add on all this, you know, the protection that we have here in Seattle is not there in any state in the U.S. for drivers.
I need to hear
okay.
you again.
Okay, I'll repeat it. I'm saying the protection that we got here in the city of Seattle or in the state of Washington, it is not anywhere in the U.S. It's just only in Seattle. You cannot find it in Chicago or in New York or in L.A.
好的，我们工会现在做的这些事情呢，只有在西雅图，只有在华盛顿州。那么在其他的地方，美国的其他地方，不管是芝加哥或者其他城市，都还没有见到。
Or in around the world, including China and UK, is not even there.
在世界上，包括英国跟中国都还没有这样子的情况。The
protection we got, we in at the drivers here in Washington State, we are about more than 30,000 drivers.
在华盛顿州，我们有3万人以上的这个司机，那我们是要尝试的去保护我们所有的司机。We
are very diverse from all walk of life. From Asia, from Africa, from Europe, from South America, from Canada, we are a diverse group.
我们的这个群体非常的多元，有从美国的来的、非洲来的、加拿大来的、其他各国、南美、中国都有，非常的多元。After
this long fight, we are able to win the protection for drivers that got fired for no reason.
那么在我们很漫长的这个奋斗的过程当中呢，我们能够为我们的司机争取到他们的权利。当他们被无故解约的时候，我们为他们争取到了他们的权利。We
are able to win the pay raise per mile and per minute than any state in the U.S.
Would you say it again, please?
We won the pay raise. The pay raise in Seattle, we are able to win a pay raise in Seattle than any state in the U.S.
当我们可以为西雅图地区争取到了加薪，就是薪资调整，那我们应该也可以在美国的其他地方争取到同样的，为司机争取到同样的薪资方面的调整。We
are able to fight for the drivers here in Washington State to get their unemployment in any village and also in the US.
我们为华盛顿州、西雅图、华盛顿等等地的这个司机争取到了失业的救济，我们应该也可以为美国其他地方的司机争取到同样的待遇。
Now we have our center, our office. If anybody get deactivated for no reason, they come there and give us their problem.
Could you say it again, please?
I say now we have a center where if anybody driver that get deactivated for no reason or have an issue will come and raise and give us his problem.
现在我们有一个中心，也就是我们的司机工会。那么当司机碰到了问题的时候，当他们被无故解约的时候，他们可以来到我们这里，得到他们需要的帮助。
The pay raise is coming up 2020. There will be a pay raise, which is more than what we have on 2021. 2022 will be a pay raise for a driver.
More than what?
More than what we got this year, 2021. We have a pay raise, but 2022, all the pay raise will go up again.
我们争取到了薪资的调整，不但是为今年，我们也要为明年、后年、以后的每一年，我们都要争取更高的薪资。
We are also fighting for the fair pay all over Washington, not only Seattle but all over Washington. We are fighting for that next year.
我们现在不但是为西雅图争取，我们要为全华盛顿州争取更好的薪资。
And we are inviting, I personally am inviting the Chinese community that are driving to come and join us, not to sit or afraid for anything. You need to come and join us for the fight.
我邀请所有的华人司机朋友，当你有问题的时候，来我们的中心，到我们的司机工会，然后我们来为你争取，为你奋斗，为你得到你应该获取的权利。
I'm saying this because I see when I go to all the places, I see a lot of Chinese, but they are not joining. I want them to come to join us for the fight.
我这样说是因为我到很多地方看到很多的华人驾驶，但是这些司机朋友并没有来到我们的工会，所以我邀请所有的华人司机朋友都能够来加入我们，这样子我们能够为你们服务，为你们争取你们应得的权利。
As all the drivers, we are like one family, so we need to fight all together. So you don't sit around, just come and fight with us.
是我们是一个大家庭，我们是一个司机的大家庭，我们都是一家人，所以我希望你们都来参加我们，然后我们可以一起的奋斗，一起努力的争取。
And if you are deactivated, don't be afraid. Come and tell us what is your problem. Don't hide. Come, tell us what is your problem so that we can solve.
当你碰到了问题，当你被解约，不要害怕，来到我们的中心，我们的工会，我们会帮助你，帮助你解决问题。
Let's have another commercial break and.We will continue the interview after the break.
Thank you.
老公，上次水管漏水，保险给邻居赔了好几万。
那咱家咋赔这么少？
他们找理赔专家，同保险公司据理力争，才得到更多赔偿。
我是理赔专家 Tina。如果您的住宅或商业房屋受到水灾、火灾，保险理赔太少，让我们为您讨回公道。我们有执照，为房主讨回了数百万赔款。
水灾、火灾不要怕，理赔专家找 Tina。425-988-0388
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501 206-621-7501。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁、建筑商胡秀平 Shelly Hu 冠名播出。电话425-443-5668。
欢迎回到我们的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们非常高兴请到网约车司机联盟 Drivers Union 的三位律师跟工作人员，那还有一位司机还是我们华人的司机李凯峰女士。 我们很想知道你们能不能举一些例子，就是帮助这些网约车的司机维权的。
You all four of you are introduced again once more, and we now like to hear some examples of stories about how you fought for the drivers in some cases.
Cases vary from the deactivation, like from a documentation issue. Example is sometimes drivers will take their car for inspection and then they have to upload the document of inspection. If something is wrong, right away Uber would deactivate them, saying that they put a wrong or fraudulent document.
所以第一个他们是要有相关的文件证明，比方说你去做了你的车子的检验，你要有检验的证明，如果你没有检验证明的话，公司就会说你的车子不合格，就会让你解约。
We also recently had a driver who was assaulted by one of his passengers, and the passenger made up a story and said that the driver assaulted the passenger, and the driver got kicked off of the off of Uber. But once we did an investigation and we were able to get police reports and some additional video evidence, it was pretty clear what had happened, and he was actually reinstated back on the platform as a result of the investigation that we did.
我们最近有一个例子，是一位司机，他被乘客投诉说他被司机攻击。那么事实上呢，是乘客攻击了司机，并且把司机从车上给赶下去。那么公司看到的是乘客的投诉。那么当这个司机来到我们工会以后，我们替他做了所有的调查，还包括这个可能是行车记录器的这个视频录像。所以呢，就证明事实上是相反的，是我们的司机被乘客攻击了。所以呢，到后来我们就可以让他恢复他的这个约，就是不能再，就是让他的公司继续他的合约。
We've had cases where driver or riders, passengers have been dropped off, not where exactly where they thought they wanted to be dropped off. Maybe it was 50 feet down the road. So they made up a story and said the driver was drunk and the driver got deactivated. And through our investigation, we were able to prove the driver was not drunk driving. And we were able to get some of those drivers reactivated as well.
那么还有一些情况是乘客被放在就是他下车的地点离他自己本来希望下车的地点有一段距离，比方说有50英尺，那么乘客就会说这个司机喝醉了，他把我放在不该放的地方，那么在这种情况之下呢，公司就会解约，让这个司机不能够继续的开车。那么这个司机到了我们工会来呢，我们就进行调查，然后证明这个司机当时并不是酒驾，在这个之后呢，他才能够恢复他的合约。有不少的司机是这样的情况。
We've had some cases where drivers are struck by other cars and not at fault accidents. And Uber or Lyft will deactivate them for that. And we've filed lawsuits and been successful in getting drivers reactivated on that basis as well.
我们也有一些案例是司机开车的时候被撞了，那么虽然不见得是他们的错，但是他们还是会被解约。那么在经过了我们的调查以后呢，可以证明这个事情不是他们的错，那么他们又可以恢复他们的合约。
I want to give our contact information again, because we've only gotten that out there once so far. So our phone number is... I'll let you go ahead and translate.
好的，我现在再给大家一次我们的联系号码，因为刚才只说过一次。
Our telephone is 206-812-0829. And I'll say it again, 206-812-0829. We also have an email address.
We also have an email address.
我们也有一个 email 地址。 support.
Support with or without S?
S. S-U-P-P-O-R-T. At driversunionwa.org.
S-U-P-P-O-R-T. At drivers, D-R-I-V-E-R-S, union, U-N-I-O-N, W-A dot O-R-G.
Narain and Peter, do you guys have any additional stories about drivers that have been deactivated that you want to get out there?
Yeah, 你有没有什么故事可以跟我们分享的?
There is a lot of history. You know,
有很多故事.
A lot of history of drivers that we have known, especially those with the drunk issue, that the drivers, our friend that was deactivated, that he was drunk, but the person, he was hurry to get to her job. And he tried to push the guy, run.
So yeah. He was the accused being drunk?
Being a drunk, yeah.
所以就是司机被乘客投诉说是醉酒,司机是酒驾. So it happens very often?
It happens all the time, most of the time. So, yeah.
这种情况非常常见.
And this often because the girl wants to get to work in a hotel very, very fast because she's late.
通常是因为这个乘客想要很快的去上班, 因为他已经迟到了.
When they arrive, after they arrive, he went and wrote to over that the driver was drunk.
Okay, so 当他到了而且迟到了, 他就会说这个他迟到的理由是因为这个司机喝醉了. So he was blaming on this drunk driver, so that's the reason why he was late?
No, he just said he's drunk because he was pushing him to run very fast. And the guy said, no, I have to be on a speed limit. But he tell him run fast because he don't want to run fast. And then he said, well, you have to put something, you know, to say something. To be presented.
所以当这乘客要求司机要超速的时候,司机说不行,这个速限只有30, 那么这个乘客就非常的不满意, 就要说... 投诉他是酒醉.
And then the driver was deactivated.
然后这个司机当然就被解约了.
Driver called over. Why you deactivated me?
所以司机就要问为什么你跟我解约?
They say you were drunk.
然后公司说, 你酒驾.
And the driver told him, I never drink in my life.
然后这驾驶说,我这辈子没有喝过酒.
They say, no, you were drunk.
然后他们偏偏说,你喝醉了.
Say, okay, if that's what you say, we have to go to doctor and test. If I'm drunk, deactivate me.
所以这个司机就说那只好去看医生来给我测我的酒精浓度我到底是不是喝醉了但是他们还是跟我解约了
But if you find out I never drink, you need to put me back.
Sorry, there was something, couldn't hear you.
Okay, so and then you told them if you find out that I'm not drunk, like I say in my life, then you put me back, so no problem.
所以你如果说我没有喝醉酒, 那么我这辈子没有喝过酒, 当然是没有喝醉.
You told them, if you don't do that, I will go to the police and I will see a doctor. If they find me, I never drink, I will sue you.
所以我要去, 找警察, 因为警察当时也来了, 那么如果警察说我也当时不是酒驾的话, 我就可以告你, 告这个公司。
He told me that story, that Raja, when they heard about that, they just put them back.
So when they heard about it, what did they do?
They just put them back. When they heard about being sued, or when they heard about that, he will go to the doctor, he will go to police, and police will escort them to a doctor. If they find out he never drink, he will sue the company.
So the company decided to not to deactivate him.
Yeah, company decide to put them back, not to go all from all those forces.
所以当这个司机说他会去看医生，他会去找警察，他会去找律师告他们的时候，公司就害怕了，就又让这个司机恢复驾驶。
This is the history that many drivers, or the reason why we create this organization.
那这就是为什么司机会需要我们这个司机工会的一个很重要的理由。
我们因为节目时间有限，今天非常高兴请到四位，就是主要是网约车司机联盟的律师啊，主要的工作人员啊，参加我们的节目。那因为我们已经到了节目的尾声，所以感谢各位参加。在节目的最后，能不能请各位各说一句话，给我们司机啊，就是Uber、Lyft这样的网约车的司机。 提一个建议，就是怎样保护他们自己的权利。
It's getting toward the end of the program, and thank you for coming to the show, and all four of you. And for the last minute or two, I'd like to hear one sentence or one statement from each one of you to give the drivers a piece of advice.
I'll start. I would say that what the drivers need to do is be aware that we are here for them and fight for them at the drivers' union.
所有的司机朋友都应该知道，我们是在这里站在司机的后面，帮助他们，为他们，就是奋斗，争取他们的权利。我们这司机工会。
Go ahead, Noreen.
Drivers should know that together our voice is loud. Individually, we will be deactivated all the time. And this fight needs to be expanded, not limited to Seattle. We need to expand it beyond Seattle.
所有的司机朋友应该站在一起，团结力量大，声音才会被听到。当你是一个个体的时候，你很难跟这个大的公司去对抗。 所以我们要团结在一起，并且我们要扩大，把我们的影响力扩大到西雅图以外的地区。
As we go forward, I'm looking to see the members of the Chinese community to join the union. And also, I want them to share our website. If they see any job opening, they need to apply for that. So I want to see them in this union, as a part of the community.
我希望在我们的工会看到更多的华人司机，因为他们是我们这个群体的一部分。希望他们不但来参加我们，也把我们的这个相关的资料分享出去，让他们的朋友也都知道。好，谢谢，Noreen.
Thank you, Noreen. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin Lee, and thank you, Ya Qiu 老师. 感谢各位听众朋友收听. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Likifi.
Okay, that's all.
We like to say at the end of our meetings, when we fight, we win. That's our motto.
Yes, yes, your moral. Yeah, fight and win.
Fight, we win.
If you don't fight, you don't win.
We lose, yeah. Thank you
true,
all.
Very
thank
true.
You so
thank you all. That's it.
All right, thank you. Bye now.